The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show. To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.
Isn't it amazing how Holy Scripture is never inerrant and everything is always tied together and there's nothing happens by accident and there are no coincidences? Who assigned the first death penalty? God. Adam and Eve were in a Garden of Eden. There's no mention of them being mortal creatures. None. After the fall, after they eat the apple, the forbidden fruit, they are made mortal creatures. They are told that they will suffer death. So what is that? That's a death penalty. God sentenced them to die. Are you getting this, Facebook brigand heretic promoter?
Well, it's my opinion that the death penalty.
Oh, so God's wrong. You're smarter than God now. Well, pat yourself on the back, swell yourself up with pride, and congratulate yourself. A middle row seat in Hades awaits. Minister Church, please, you're being too vile. You're being too hard on these people. They're good people. And they need to be told, stop. Unlike the altar rail smashers in the 1960s and the high altar destroyers and all those that left the tradition, jettisoned the faith and jettisoned the practices, they weren't told no. They were told, oh, yeah, fasting on Friday? Pfft, eat a T-bone if you want.
You're saying those things don't matter, Mike. Those are things you can do. You don't have to do them.
Yeah, well, you start tearing down things that are dogmatic that you have to do, and everything else is going to go to. You know why? Because we're fallen men. Steak tastes as good on Friday as it does on Tuesday.
Oh, I love Papa Francis. Oh, I love him. I love him. And thank God John Paul II went in there and changed that nasty death penalty language so that Papa Francis can make it all right.
Again, it's not an institution or a practice instituted by man. Get this to your head. It was instituted by God. I didn't even realize this until I read Solon. We'll get to that later on in the program. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. You can call the show if you have comment on any of this. I'd love to talk to you. Give me a ring-ding-lingy, 844-527-8723. Or download the Crusade Channel radio app in the iTunes Store or Google Play Store and just click the Call Crusade Now button. Bammo, you'll be talking to Maggie O'Connell in just a moment. Back to Alex Jones. As of Monday, Alex Jones's channel was not available on YouBoob with the notice that the account has been terminated for violating YouBoob's community guidelines. He will show up. I'll tell you where he's going to go. He will show up, and this will be something that will launch this technology into the stratosphere until somebody figures out how to co-opt it and kill it. He will show up on DTube Live, which is where we would like to point this show in the video version of it ultimately, because FANG, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, and Google can't stop it. DTube Live is not a technology that they control because stuff doesn't sit on their servers. Just keep that in mind. But that's where Jones will go with you. If he's smart or he's got smart people around him, that's where they'll send this. Jones says his shows, which are broadcast on radio and online platforms, reach at least 70 million people a week. It's unclear how the latest bans have affected his reach. 70 million?